This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we are, 7 after the hour. It's Thursday, the 28th of January, working our way to the end of the week, to the passage of time, and we all are trying to figure out ways of being better off, healing ourselves and healing others, whether it's physically, emotionally, mentally. We're going through a healing period. Jennifer Horn is here to help us all heal. Victoria and her spirit, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is helping us. We're all here to help. That really is my motto in life, to help as many people and help as well as you can. I'm Doug Steffen with the good greetings. Do we have cures? Are we on the mend? Are we building things up? Are we clearing things out? Are we stabilizing things? Are we fixing things? Are we balancing things? Restoring things? Correcting things? Inspiring people? Enabling people? Empowering people? Enlightening people? I hope so. If not, maybe somebody's going to tickle you today one way or the other. You'll be better off just because... Hey, don't you love to be tickled, or do you? Maybe you don't. Jennifer, you like to be tickled? Are you a tickler? Or having somebody tickle you, does that...
I don't know. I don't love being tickled, no.
Yeah, it doesn't...
No.
...tickle you.
Do you like being tickled?
No, not at all. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm not... It isn't... I guess, well, the physical tickling, I like to tickle people, just, you know, have fun with people. That's a different thing. But physically tickling is not my favorite thing. Victoria, what about you?
No.
How much were you tickled? You don't like it?
I'm like, no, because I'm very ticklish, so I don't like it.
Ticklish where, though? Under your...
I don't know. Luckily, no one has tried in a long time, so I don't remember,
really?
But...
Have you ever punched anybody that tickled you?
I've never punched... No, I've never punched anyone, period.
Oh, I thought you had. I thought you got into a fight when you were in high school.
Huh?
Did you tell me that one day that you had a fight?
No, the closest I've ever come is I took Taekwondo class. That was about it.
All right, Jay, how about you? Are you ticklish?
I am ticklish, and I hate being tickled. I get violent if I'm tickled. People who know me know not
there you go.
Because I will. I will throw elbows. I'll throw kicks.
All right, so there we go.
So I need my Taekwondo training against Jay.
Yes, there you go. Krav Maga a little bit.
Right.
There are a lot of people who are trying to, I've noticed two or three things that focus on paying mothers. Didn't we go through this? It's like paying reparations. And I don't know quite what to make of it, because there are a lot of good arguments for paying moms, but there are a number of celebrities who have gotten together, and they have sent a letter to Joe Biden in support of somehow figuring out, because working at home is a full-time job, working as a mother is a full-time job. Jay, you're a mother, you got two full-time jobs, working for this program and working to take care of Mac, who is 6, 7 months old now, right?
Yeah, so that's 7 months.
So what would you think if somebody said to you, Jay, we want to know how much you think your time is worth because we're going to pay you for being a mom? How would that work?
That's a tough question, right?
Yeah, that is hard, because I would go towards, well, what am I saving on? I'm saving on child care. How much would we be putting towards child care because we're not putting him in child care?
Mm-hmm.
Homeschool. People who have to do homeschooling, especially with 2020, if you were sending your kid to private school, well, what was that costing?
Yeah. Where does that money come
from? It's not private. My best friend who lives in Manhattan, she and her husband had to come to the decision that, you know, he was making less money than she was. And when their son needed to go to daycare because they were both working, they decided that that's $40,000 a year. And that's not like private daycare or anything. That's just daycare and pre-K in New York City. And so he basically quit his job because it was basically the equivalent. He would either get paid $40,000 a year as a science researcher, or he would stay home and save the $40,000. So it was a wash. And that's a lot. That's a choice that a lot of parents have to make across the country. It's not easy to put a value on that, but it's expensive for child care.
Well, I think maybe this smacks of socialism to me. There are a couple of ads, full page ads in some of the big newspapers yesterday calling on Biden to establish what has been described as the Marshall Plan for moms. And it means that you get more of a stipend if you're a mother than you do. In other words, the $2,000 is for everybody, but another $2,000 for moms because of unseen and unpaid labor. And I wonder if this is done anywhere else. Some of the more socialistic countries, like in Denmark.
Is that in addition to the kids?
Yeah.
Because
because
the kids get they get a stipend too as part of the stimulus. So if you have like the two parents,
yes.
And then if you have for each kid, you get
right.
so much. And
what this ad suggests that pay equality with the whoever is not taking time to take care of the children at home. So the assumption for most is that it's a husband. I don't know that that's always the case, but anyway, this is
too.
Gabriel Union, Amy Schumer, Charlize Theron, Julianne Moore, and, you know, that group, they're all women.
Did they get paid extra to be mothers? I'm not sure about that, right?
Did they get to be paid extra?
No, but, do they need to be paid extra because of that? See, I think we're getting into this in this really bad place where we're just paying people extra because we think it, like, shuts them up or makes them, like vote in a certain way. I feel like we need to be helping people who really need help.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I love Jay. Jay's got a job, and she's got her husband, and she's got her child, and they're making it work. Why would you, and believe me, Jay, I'd like to give you $2,000, but why would she then need $2,000? Or for coronavirus stimulus, I haven't lost my job, thank God, knock on wood. Why would you give me an extra $1,400? Because I still have a job that's working. I think this broad idea of just throwing cash at people is a really bad way to get
Where's
us
it
in
come
a
from?
Lot of trouble. Right. Help people who need it. Help people who are vulnerable
right.
and who need the help. But why are a lot of single
thing.
Moms?
Yeah, there are a lot of single moms and who really do need the help. And so, I totally
agree
with
Jen.
Think, it
needs
to be
reasonable. I don't think Amy Schumer needs $2,000 because she's a mother. I just don't
Well, I don't
know.
Think they're making the argument that they want the money.
For
they're obviously advocating for, you know, for other single moms or for mothers in general who can't, you know. I mean, look, we saw last year, it's a really disturbing trend. How many women are leaving the workforce because they were forced to choose between childcare and homeschooling and doing their own job? That's a horrible, horrible sliding backwards for women in the workplace. It's terrible. So maybe this is an answer. I don't know. It's a complicated problem, and I'm sure the answer is complicated as well.
Yeah, pretty complicated. But it's interesting because it is stimulating a lot of discussion. I wonder how we can turn that into some conversational gold at djvshow.com or at djvshow, Jay. What do you think? What's as a mother, what's the right question for people? Do you favor paying mothers an extra stipend because they're mothers and they're not able to, if they're not, you know, again, it becomes complicated to understand or envision what it is that the plan might be. It's like throwing mud against the wall to see what sticks. In the meantime, we have so many financial problems here in the country. Is this going to help fix problem? Like I said at the beginning, we're here to help you fix your problems or help to give you ideas about how to fix some of your problems in life and talk about what else is going on. But that's something that really is on the minds of people and whether it works in this scenario or not. So what do you think, Jay?
Yeah, definitely. Weigh in on this conversation. We're getting it up now on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Give us your thoughts at DJV Show.
About whether or not your
whether
spouse
or not stay-at-home parents should receive some kind of stipend.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this would encourage, you know, one of the things that comes into my mind, ladies, is the abuse when I was growing up, and I could see it when I was younger, and when my wife, when we had two children, was working. She was a teacher. She stayed working, and the kids I'm trying to remember exactly, because I was around. I helped a lot. I can't remember how many diapers I changed. People used to tease me. And you even, I think you guys used to tease me when I would say that. I really did change the diapers because I was able to be at home on the farm more at the time that the children were small. I did have a job. I was on a radio station as well. And I ran a company, but I ran the company and the farm out of the house. So it's, I was here and there. But the children spent a lot of time with me. So I just, I don't think the idea ever entered any of our heads at that time, anyway. And so whether how do you work that, I guess is the question. And it'll have a lot, I'm sure. It'll raise some feathers. That's good. Well, we wouldn't stimulate you and get you thinking a little bit. Eli Lilly is claiming that they have an antibody cocktail that will cut hospitalizations by 70%. This was something authorized by the FDA late last year. It's been used by 125,000 high-risk patients. Who knew about this? Did we talk about this before? I don't remember.
Yeah, President Trump got it, and in New Jersey, when former Governor Christie was in the hospital, he got it. Yeah,
Giuliani.
I mean, it's been used. Giuliani up in New York got it. Yeah, it's been used. It's very expensive, so that's also part of the problem. Is that it's, you know, Trump's bill at Walter Reed was like $700,000.
Oh, was it?
No, it was. Yeah, it was like it was a ridiculous amount. But I mean, obviously, he's the president. We need to make sure that he pulls through.
Yeah, one of the good things is because he felt so good after it, he started working on trying to lower the price for that drug so that it could be available for everybody.
I don't know what it is now though, but I know Christie and Giuliani both, and it's not available everywhere. That's also part of the problem. But
they're
maybe
doing
now
it a
that,
lot here in California.
Yeah, maybe it's hopefully
a lot of
it. Yeah, hopefully it becomes more widespread because a lot of hospitals have been transferring patients to other hospitals where in the New York, New Jersey area where they have remdesivir and they have this. The full name of it is like completely crazy, but it's the people just call it the antibody cocktail.
Yeah, right. It's all that stuff that we can't pronounce no matter what. Yeah. All right. So 17 after the hour finds you well, hopefully, on the DJV program promoting good life, better health, better you. And one of the ways you can get there is to take off that extra weight. There are lots of people who are working very hard, realizing how much they put themselves in jeopardy. Are you in jeopardy because you weigh too much? Are you really trying to do something to lose that weight? If you're working at ideas, I'm happy to pass along the idea that works best for many of the people that I know, and that's the all-natural way to lose weight, and combine it with exercising and that sort of thing. So if you're joining a plan at the gym, you're doing that. So stay with that. Don't give it up. Give yourself a chance to lose weight the healthy way. Go to toploss.com. Check out Calitrin there. It's been independently tested for quality and purity and gets a 100% A number one grade. Lose the inches. Lose the pounds. Be healthier. The all-natural Top Loss is the website, by the way. The All Natural Calitrin. You find its home there, and you can find it in your home just by ordering it. And you buy three and you get six. Pretty good deal. No shipping either when you use the code DJV at checkout for Calitrin at toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Beachcombing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Start the year off right. Don't miss Lowe's Just for Pros event, now through January 29th. The savings add up fast when you get deals on your go-to brands, like HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. During our Just for Pros event, get 25% off 5-gallon pails of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Showcase. You can also take advantage of special offers and other savings opportunities to help keep your business moving. Shop in-store or on lowesforpros.com and choose pickup. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Offer valid through 129, U.S. only.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the DJV program with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. Jay's working over a lot of the responses that you've come up with. I look into both my Facebook page and the Facebook page the DJV show has every day, and there's so many great responses and questions. You got a question, ask the question, and Jay will answer for you. How's that for a deal? Jay and all of us with a, I think well, there are a couple of questions that are floating around here. We try to keep the 24-hour rule here, freshen it up, but there are some results from yesterday that you'll be very interested in. Plus, where are we going today with social media right after this?
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
All right, so, Jay, it's all yours. You have the microphone. Run away with it. Take it away, Jay!
Yeah, a big conversation was, should drug companies receive the Nobel Peace Prize for their work on the COVID vaccine? Brian L. believes Donald Trump opened the regulation doors and should get it. Greg Donahoe says, no, they don't deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, but definitely the Nobel Prize for Medicine. Which, I get that.
All right, does anybody really think...
True.
Donald Trump would ever get a prize for anything except a booby prize, whether he deserved it or not.
He given should.
The air. Yeah. Obama
got it for less than he did. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think he would.
No, I don't either. It's just not politically correct.
On his Middle East peace stuff alone, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think that qualifies.
Yeah, a lot of good things happen in the Middle East because of that deal that he put together. Or I don't know whether he put it together. Somebody put it together. All right, what else, Jay?
And Susan Siddell says, nobody should be receiving any prizes for the vaccines until the 10 to 15-year trial results have been completed.
Very good.
There's a good answer. Thank you for that one.
And, of course, you know, some of the fun stuff. You could take a walk with a celebrity. Who are you picking? Shirley Goodson would pick Johnny Mercer. Tom Mitchell agrees with Victoria's
pick. Hold on a second. Hold the phone.
Who's Johnny Mercer?
There it is. That was the question I was going to ask. Who knows? Jennifer, you know who Johnny Mercer is?
The name sounds familiar, but I don't know offhand, no.
All right. Jay, you know who Johnny Mercer was? Not his, but
a songwriter.
He was a songwriter. He was an orchestra leader. He wrote lots of big hits in the 30s and the 40s, probably in the early 50s as well. But if you look up his IMDb, he's probably somebody that you would – you'll recognize the songs, Victoria.
Yeah,
anyway,
I recognize him from – he wrote Moon River, which Audrey Hepburn sings in one of her films.
Got it.
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
She does.
She sings it in Breakfast at
Tiffany's. She sings it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever challenge a girl on a Breakfast at Tiffany's trivia. Trust.
I remember Andy Williams had the most popular version of that song.
Henry Mancini
Moon
had the
River.
Henry Mancini, I thought, wrote it. But.
Orchestra.
Henry Mancini's orchestra plays it in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yep. All right, what else, Jay?
Let's see. Holly Pittman would walk with Steve McQueen. Jan Rose says Tom Selleck. And a question we have right now, it's a big one. We want you to weigh in on this. Give us your thoughts. Should stay-at-home parents, not talking about work-from-home parents, stay-at-home parents, should they receive some kind of stipend?
Yep. Check it out and then give us your thoughts. Yes. At DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. It's 28 after the hour, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, on today's DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Mick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Austin police are reporting the Austin standoff suspect was recently diagnosed with terminal cancer and had only weeks to live. 43-year-old Bharat Naromanchi is accused of shooting and killing himself and another doctor inside an Austin, Texas medical center on Tuesday. Senator Tom Carper, the Democrat from Delaware, Wednesday introduced a bill that aimed at making Washington, D.C. a state and full representation in Congress. The Washington, D.C. Admissions Act has received support from the Democrat Party, but Republicans say making D.C. a state would probably place two more Democrats in the Senate. The vote will need at least 60 votes in the upper chamber to pass, or a simple majority if the filibuster is abolished. Bad news, fellow nerds. Despite computer chip manufacturer AMD's record-breaking 2020, it anticipates PS5, Xbox Series, XS, and PC chip shortages to last at least through the first half of 2021. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The National Football League announced Wednesday 22-year-old Amanda Gorman, the country's first National Youth Poet Laureate, who won widespread praise at President Biden's inauguration, will recite another poem before Super Bowl 55 in Tampa Bay, Florida. The Super Bowl will be played on February 7th. The famed Doomsday Clock will remain the same as it did in 2020. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists revealed the latest setting of the clock Wednesday, announcing it remained at 100 seconds to midnight. First used in 1947 to visualize how close the world was to nuclear destruction, the clock represents how close humanity could be coming to a global catastrophe. President and CEO of the Bulletin, Rachel Bronson, explained the role that COVID-19 played in keeping the clock at its closest setting since it was first unveiled.
The pandemic serves as a historic wake-up call, a vivid illustration that national governments and the international organizations are unprepared to manage complex and dangerous challenges like those of nuclear weapons and climate change, which currently pose existential threats to humanity, or the other dangers, including more virulent pandemics and next-generation warfare, that could threaten civilization in the near future.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
As of February 2019, the Doomsday Clock is located in the lobby of the Bulletin offices at the University of Chicago in Chicago, Illinois. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 34 after the hour now on the DJV program for Thursday, 28th of January. We have the weekend. 1st of February is Monday, right? So we have until the 31st, which is Sunday. So we note some passings here on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug paying tribute to Cloris Leachman, who had a really prolific, we were just talking during the break about her prolific career. She passed away at the age of 94 yesterday. Natural causes. She started in the 50s on Lassie. I forgot that. With June Lockhart. Remember? She was one of the characters they're in. And interesting, because I knew June Lockhart pretty well. And she and Cloris Leachman were great friends. I do remember. Hello. I never met her. We're focusing on Cloris Leachman. Thank you very much.
How much older is June Lockhart than you? Like a lot, right? Isn't she in her 90s?
I'd say she's probably the same age as Cloris Leachman is now. In that vicinity, 94.
So you had a Mrs. Robinson moment, is what you're telling us.
I didn't tell you a damn thing.
Other people have told well.
Jennifer.
I heard this from another source.
Oh, did you?
I did, yeah.
Congratulations. Anyway, so can we talk about Cloris Leachman now?
Sure.
Ruth Martin and Lassie. And then she was in the Last Picture Show. Look at all the things that she's done, though. She was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. She had her own program. The spinoff of Mary Tyler Moore is called Phyllis. Let's see, she won an Emmy for playing a character that was pretty self-centered. That was Phyllis. She worked with Paul Newman. So we were talking about who she was. My sense of her was that she was pretty low-key. But you said, I think, Jennifer, you said she had a reputation for being kind of a bitch. So let's...
I've never heard that. I think she's played a lot of feisty characters, but
yeah.
Every time I saw her on, like when she was on Dancing with the Stars, I saw her on that, and then she was funny.
She was like 82 when she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, she was the oldest one ever. And then when she was on Andy Cohen's show, she was always hilarious, like very cheeky, like just, you know, loved a cocktail. Like she just looked like she was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know why my mom is the one who always kind of said that was the reputation. So I don't know what she knew exactly.
She had the kids in school?
I don't know. I don't think so. Admittedly, I mean, Cloris Leachman, I knew, did a lot of stuff. I mean, obviously she's recognizable. I know her best because I used to love The Facts of Life, and she replaced Mrs. Garrett. So I watched her in reruns and stuff on that. But, you know, I hate to put the stamp on her as such, because I don't know, you know.
Okay, then
my
we
mom
won't.
Could be crazy.
How's that? Yes.
I liked her in High Anxiety. That's one of my favorite Mel Brooks movies, and she was the
nurse. She was in a lot of Mel Brooks movies, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. She was Young Frankenstein, History of the World Part 1, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. She won an Oscar for...
That was not a Mel Brooks movie, by the way.
No, I know. But she also, even I knew that. And then she also won an Oscar for that movie, The Last Picture Show, which I've heard was really good, and I've never seen it.
Yeah. It was a strange movie, I would put it that way. Speaking of strange, the death of Hank Aaron. Now, here's another one of these examples. We were told that he had COVID. I'm not even sure that he had COVID, but there is a false linkage.
I had heard that he actually had the vaccine, not that he had COVID, but that he'd had the COVID vaccine.
I believe,
a week
yes.
before he passed.
Right, yeah.
Oh,
and
only a week.
So there were some people who were blaming the vaccine. You're right, Jennifer, for that. And some people just said he had COVID, but he actually died from natural causes. He was 86, and the funeral was held yesterday, and Bill Clinton speaking, saying goodbye. It was held at the Friendship Baptist Church, pretty famous church in Atlanta. Three of his grandchildren were among those who spoke during the funeral. Let's see, Bud Selig was the commissioner of baseball. He and Bill Clinton gave remarks. And then there was, I guess there was a streaming, right? Did they stream on YouTube?
I think it was on YouTube, yeah. It was on a bunch of different sites. That's kind of how every funeral is now.
So here's how, this is pretty interesting, and the fact that he was as highly lauded and praised and liked as he was, the Braves organization, for which he played most of his career, in and out, are donating $1 million to launch what they call the Henry Louis Aaron Fund, which is supposed to increase minority participation in baseball, both on the field and off the field. The Players Association is donating another $500,000 to the fund, and so is Major League Baseball. So they're going to raise a couple of $1 million to start this event. And I think that's something that's cool. I like that idea. Very nicely done. Hank will be remembered. He would be remembered even if it wasn't for stuff like that, but he needs to be. He's the kind of guy who needs to be remembered. That's just it, period. What do we remember about other celebrities today? Well, Pamela Anderson married her bodyguard. I thought she was holding out for Assange.
I thought she was just married like 2 seconds ago to somebody else.
Well, who has she been married to? She's been married to Tommy Lee, been married to Kid Rock, married to Rick Solomon. She was married to somebody else, too, right?
Just recently.
This is her fifth husband,
John Peters.
I think. Yeah, the John Peters guy, Jen, you're right. That's the guy that she married, but apparently they never took out a license, so it was not legally binding. But they
did
that. It
was like 3 days or something, right?
Yeah, they did that in less than 2 weeks. They did that in January of 2020. So then 2 weeks later, you know, it was all over the news. Like, it was like, he was abusive and blah, blah, blah. And it was like, whatever it was some crazy thing. And then I guess she went into lockdown.
How could he be
lockdown.
Abusive? You just met at Starbucks and got married.
I know. So then she realized he wasn't nice when she learned his last name or something. I don't know. But then, and then I guess in lockdown, her bodyguard became her new husband.
Good luck to her. Sort of hot. But you know the weird thing is? This is the strange thing. I was looking at her Instagram yesterday, and she posted a whole bunch of pictures from when she was, like, young and hot. And then the last picture was 2 days ago, and she said, I'm leaving social media forever. Here, you know, and the second to last picture is this almost wedding-like picture of her with Julian Assange. I'm like, how does your new husband feel about that? It was weird. It's a, I encourage everyone to go and look at the picture. Huh. It's very strange. Yeah.
Weird. We've been talking about Kate Hudson off and on this week because of, I think the first thing I said, was it Monday or Tuesday we were talking about her because she'd been
Oh, yeah, she was on, like, the Today Show or something talking about being
her
a mom. Three baby
she
daddies.
She never married, but three, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So now she's come up with a way to enjoy your Valentine's Day, which is, what, only three, 2 weeks away? It's 2 weeks from this weekend, right? Valentine's Day is
two weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
She has a way to enjoy it. It's sort of inspired by that movie that she was in, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days with Matthew McConaughey. It's kind of a cute movie.
So cute.
Yeah. She has collaborated with a flower company called Urban Stems and also the vodka brand that she created called King Street. So what are they going to do, put the flowers in a bottle of vodka? What are you, what's this?
I'm in. Yeah, I know, right? This is one of my favorite rom-coms of all time, and the Love Fern was a very funny, pivotal scene in the movie. She buys Matthew McConaughey this fern, and he's like, what is that? And she's like, it's our Love Fern. And then when he lets it die, like, she gets very dramatic about it. It's a funny scene. So she's recreated the Love Fern set. And I told Lewis that this better be part of my Valentine's gift. Because it's so cute.
There you go. What have you told... What have you said, Jennifer, about Valentine's Day with, why can I not remember?
Jeff?
Jeff, yeah, right. What are we doing with Jeff?
You know, I haven't given him any ideas yet for Valentine's Day. I'm going to be gone, actually, because I've got to go to a funeral. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. He's going to have to figure that one out.
All right. Okay. Well, there you go. Sounds very exciting.
Jay, do you drop
hints on your, what's your husband's name, Jay?
Oh, Ryan. No, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day. Ever since we got married, we kind of stopped.
Really? Why?
Yeah, we just try to, like, I mean, we'll cook at home or whatever, but we just try to do things throughout the year. We're not really big Valentine's Day people.
Well, you should be loving all the time. That's it.
Yeah.
And maybe we ask a question on social media. Are you making plans for Valentine's Day yet? And if so, what are they? If you're not, why not? And that's a good reason not to, because you're in love all the time, every day is loving. It's got to be tough, though. When you got a 6 or 7 month old baby, that romance has got to be a little stiff.
Well, that's just this year. I mean, that's not been our excuse for the previous 10 years.
I understand. Yeah.
But it's always so expensive when you go out, and it seems like restaurants add more tables.
Oh,
so
totally.
People are right packed. Yeah. I mean, I was very, giving me my social distance prior to 2020. I needed my personal space. So that's just all those reasons where we're like, no, we're just not.
Yeah, me too. Every time I go into a restaurant, I get mobbed by people who recognize me, so it's hard.
Tough life, Doug.
Yeah, they know. They recognize the smell of the manure from the farm, and they're like, ooh, I want to move over there, yes. All right, 43 after the hour in a moment. What's going on with the World Wrestling Network? Who's going to be seeing what from them? Meanwhile, I want to look down. Don't look down. Can you see your nose? I'm going to take my glasses off.
Kind of, but you go cross-eyed if you do.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, focus on your nose for 60 seconds, please. And think about how you can keep your nose clean, clear through, and deodorize too. The all-natural way with the easy-to-use Navage process. It's a nasal care system that's been developed just for you to give you all-natural relief from the sinus congestion created by germs and viruses and all the stuff that floats around in the air in your dry house. You want that clean nose feeling? Do what the ladies have done. Do what I'm doing. Get the Navage Nasal Care System. Go to Navage.com and check out the system, how it works, how easy. It's not inexpensive either. Well, some people say it's expensive. I guess it depends on how you, you know, you want to have a stuffy nose and be a miserable so-and-so, then don't do it. You want to feel better and clean your, and give yourself a chance at being healthier. That's the deal. Navage Nasal Care. It really, really works. It's cool, too. Batteries are included. Check it out at Navage.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Beachcombing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed. Queen, now $17.99. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
All right, so let's see what we have here from the WWE. Apparently, they're going to shut down their own network. They've made a deal with NBC for the Peacock network, so that means they're going to be less visible as far as I'm concerned. I see them when I'm...
No,
I don't watch them, but I click through on Monday nights.
Their
and
live
Friday
stuff
nights,
is...
Fox, wherever
their live stuff is still going to continue.
Oh, it is?
The,
on the
they had a stream. Yeah, they had a streaming network that you could pay, you know, whatever it was, $7, $8, $9 a month. And they gave you exclusive content, all the pay-per-view matches, all of that stuff. So now
listen,
that's going
to
be...
Who knows the story behind the story here, but Jennifer. All right,
well,
so...
Like a wrestling girl. I gotcha.
Yeah. So these are the old shows that are going to be on the Peacock. Right?
Well, it's the pay-per-view events. It's the old shows. They did some exclusive content, I guess. My cousin had it, and he said, like, there was, when it first started, they had, like, a bunch of wrestlers living, like, old retired wrestlers living in a house together. You know, that's funny.
NBC is paying the McMahons $1 billion.
Oh, yeah.
To run this crap.
It's a hot property. Yep.
Mm-hmm. $1 billion.
They just started their own podcast network last year, too.
Really?
And, yeah, I mean, they're branching out, and they're very strategic and very smart about their branding.
All right, there's a trailer for the upcoming Apple TV Plus series called The Snoopy Show. Been released. Everybody's favorite animated beagle is the star of the show. Let's see here. Charlie Brown, Lucy, Linus, Franklin, Schroeder, Peppermint Patty, and Snoopy's best friend Woodstock will be in this. The trailer teases how Charlie Brown and Snoopy first met, giving the fans a big sort of a backstory about their relationship. What do you think? Are you going to watch this? Yes or no?
Well,
yes.
I wouldn't, but, I mean, kids might.
Yeah. 10 before the hour.
For $20, you can buy yourself one.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program for this Thursday. At the ready is Victoria Keelan with me, Doug Steffen. It looks like Sling TV is going to be on the bad guy list, and we'll find out why right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, so Sling TV, I guess, is good and bad to this story, right?
They're trying to add a little good into the bad, yeah. So Sling TV is kind of the last holdout of streaming services to raise their prices. Sling TV has really prided themselves on being a great option for the cheapest amount of money. And so now they, I guess, are feeling the competition and the prices and So all of these networks are now negotiating with streaming services, and they're upping their prices, and so the streaming services have to pass that cost on to the customer. So now orange and blue channel packages, they go by colors on Sling. So the orange and blue channel packages will go up by $5, so that'll be $35 a month for new subscribers, or if you bundle the two, it'll be $50 a month. They have a one-year price guarantee, so if you're already a Sling subscriber, then you won't see these new prices until August, but at that point, your prices will go up too. Then they also have the add-on, so you can add on specific sports packages. That's going to go up to about $11 per month if you want the sports, and then if you want to add on other things like entertainment, comedy, lifestyle, those channels are $6 a month. This is turning into very, like, a la carte, and this is like when you go to the restaurant and you think, and it's all small plates, and it's tapas, and you think, like, oh, these prices aren't that bad, and then you add up the whole menu, and then you realize you're having a very expensive dinner. So it's the same thing now with a lot of the streaming services. People like Sling. I tried it out. I didn't really love it. I didn't like the interface. I thought it was kind of clunky. I've had YouTube TV, which is the same idea, and I've been stuck at $65 a month for over a year now. And we have all the premium channels. So I would still, if someone's looking to cut the cord, which we just got the new report, last year in 2020 was record numbers of people ditch their cable. So this is definitely where everyone is going to be. The one add-on that Sling is giving you for the new upgraded price is you're going to get an upgraded DVR memory. So you'll get an extra 10 hours of DVR storage, which brings you up to a total of 50 hours per month. So that's a little bit good. That's a little bit of good news, but, you know, just expect that all these prices are going to keep going up.
Yep. Well, I know that. I don't even know how to use my DVR, so I got plenty of memory left in mine.
You've got Samsung cable, right? You've got regular cable?
Yes.
Yeah.
Samsung is hopping on the growing popularity of Bluetooth tracking devices. Let's figure that out.
The Geek Out.
The most memorable event from last week's inauguration was the image of Bernie Sanders sitting grumpily bundled up wearing a pair of sweet mittens. Well, placing that cutout image of Bernie went viral, and much of that could be due to Nick Swanee, a New York City grad student who built a website that made it super easy to drop that image of Bernie on top of any location Google Earth had a street view. It's a very funny idea and well executed. The problem is it was just too popular. 9.8 million times his site was used to create these Bernie memes, and from what was supposed to be a free hosting deal, it broke all the usage limits, forcing him to shut the site down. It's a great story, and we've tweeted a link to it over at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
All right, the whys and wherefores of updating your iPhone. What do we have, Victoria?
Yeah, if you've got an iPhone, any iPhone or iPad, do an update immediately. There are some security breaches that Apple says, and Apple does not often say these things, but they say that these security flaws have been actively exploited. That's fancy speak for they've been hacked. So the security flaws are fixed in this new patch update. It's the iOS 14.4. Just go to Settings, then General, and then Software Update, and make sure that you do that as soon as possible.
Sooner rather than later. That's the advice from Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, going along for the ride here on the DJV program. It's 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.